When you think about the world's great entrepreneurs, plenty of blokes spring to mind. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, good examples. But where are all the women? Well, they do exist, it's just that they don't always get the financial backing for their entrepreneurial ventures. So says American Kay Koplowitz. She created a cable television business called USA Network back in the 1970s, which she sold 2 decades later for a whopping $4.5 billion. Now she's decided to use her skills and experience to create a non-profit organisation called Springboard Enterprises. It's dedicated to helping women make their small business ideas big ones. Kay Koplowitz is in Australia this week to help coach Australian businesswomen selected for the local Springboard program. And she's speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
We are finding excellent entrepreneurs here in Australia. I think what is needed in the marketplace is more of an ecosystem built around entrepreneurs. But the women, of the 8 women that have been selected for this year's program, which is an accelerator program of 4 women entrepreneurs in scalable businesses, technology and life sciences primarily, to scale their businesses. And since we are a global network of women entrepreneurs and supporters, investors, we can tell that they are competitive for the global market.
Are you finding here that the barriers, I guess, for women entrepreneurs to scale up their ideas, as you say, are they the same as elsewhere as in the US, that this apparent reluctance, I guess, of investors, venture capitalists, to actually put money into new ventures founded by women?
There still is more resistance to investing in women to scale businesses on a global basis, but the United States has more velocity in the marketplace and more women who have now learned the process. So we're more advanced than the Australian market is for that. But the benefit for the entrepreneurs here is they get to be in this network that is advancing women, so they get to learn from our 14 years experience doing this in the marketplace.
Over the years, what have you found as to be the reason why, though, venture capitalists, who I presume are mostly male, are reluctant to put money into women's businesses?
I think, generally speaking, it's been more or less a boys' club because the early investors in venture were primarily people out of the semiconductor business. They were men. Their networks of people were men. And it wasn't so much that they were rejecting women, they just weren't seeing them. It was a disconnect completely in the marketplace. And when we started in the year 2000 in the United States to really identify women in technology, platform technology, software, e-commerce, now today also social media and digital media, and on the other hand, biotech, devices, diagnostics, parts of life science development, we started finding a lot of women because actually they're in our networks. So our job is really to connect these women into the funding sources and into the human capital. We consider human capital the most valuable capital that we can contribute because we have to find the right advisors, coaches, corporate champions, and investors for these companies.
And also, it's not because, obviously, that women can't be successful entrepreneurs. Your story, for example, I mean, the US TV cable network business that you founded and built up in the 1990s, you went on to eventually sell that off for, what, $4.5 billion?
Yes, we launched USA Network as the Madison Square Garden Sports and All Sports Network in 1977 and really created the business model, the first basic cable and satellite delivered network in the United States for basic cable. We created a second model, licensing, so the cable systems paid us, as well as having the advertising revenue. So that is the model that today supports all cable and satellite delivered networks around the world.
What are the success rates of women in business or women entrepreneurs, you know, with startup ideas?
Well, I can tell you about Springboard and what our success rates are. Over 14 years, we have now presented 545 companies, the last 8 just yesterday here in Australia. Out of those companies, over these almost 14 years now, 83% of these companies are raising capital. 80% are in business today after 14 years, which is double the national rate in the United States. 1/3 of these companies have had positive liquidity events for the people who have invested in them and created tens of thousands of jobs. So our companies are enormously successful, way above the rates of the average in the U.S. and on a global basis as well.
Well, tell us a bit about Springboard, which is what, a non-profit program that you founded yourself, created what, back in the year 2000. What was the main idea behind that? I mean, what were you trying to achieve with this?
I was trying to get parity for women entrepreneurs in the marketplace, really get equal access to the capital, the private capital. In the late 90s, venture capital was pouring over the transom, $104 billion in 1999. 1.7% went to women. Now, having built a multi-billion dollar business myself, I know women can scale businesses. I know we can do this. We just have to find the right women, the women who are coachable, the women who have a vision of a big company starting small. All companies start small, but you've got to have the vision of where you're going with this company and how you can scale it and how you can return capital to your investors in order to compete in this marketplace.
How has the landscape changed since then? How have the opportunities improved? Have you seen a lot of improvement?
I do see improvement. The quality of the entrepreneurs has continued to increase over the 14 years we've been in business. I think women are coming with a better understanding of the risks involved in scalable businesses. They understand the risks of raising outside capital. They know what equity means to them. There's a lot more knowledge and there's a lot more transparency in the systems out there today. Now, where have we come? From 1.7 of the venture capital money in 1999, we now have about 10% of the venture capital is invested behind women-led businesses, and this is continuing to grow.
Why is it important that we do encourage our female entrepreneurs?
I think we're going to be drivers of the economy in the 21st century. I really think that women, just like men, should have the opportunity to really create companies, scale them, create wealth, give back. We certainly are intelligent. If you look at the attendance at universities and look at who's getting the degrees, well over 50% of the undergraduate degrees are going to women. So I'm looking forward to some really great success stories coming out of Australia.
That's Kay Koplowitz, co-founder of Springboard Enterprises in the US, speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.